Santa Fe's Meow Wolf started 10 years ago as a dumpster-diving, do-it-yourself warehouse space. Today, it's an arts and entertainment powerhouse, part concert venue, part immersive fantasy world, and part learning center for kids. Last year, Meow Wolf decided to share its success and established a fund to support other DIY art spaces around the country. I'm Spencer Beckwith, and with me at KUNM is Meow Wolf's Danica Padilla. It's great to have you here, Danica.
Thanks so much for having me.
What do you mean by DIY spaces?
DIY usually refers to a group or a collective of folks who don't necessarily have a permanent exhibition like Meow Wolf does now. Most DIY spaces live in warehouses, found buildings, found places that are a little off the beaten path. Our DIY fund is set up to help spaces that not only support artists, but also musicians, performers, and just creativity in general. It's just an open space where, you know, people from the community can come and create together.
How are these spaces different from other community art spaces?
Many of these spaces are just a group of friends and a group of people who come together and really want to create without restrictions. And I think DIY spaces do have that culture of inclusivity, and they really are their own bosses. So a lot of other nonprofit arts organizations, you know, there's structure around what time you have to be there. And these DIY spaces and the artists who create there, like, this is their side hustle. This is their part-time job. They work full time doing whatever they need to do to pay the bills, and then they create in their own time.
You've said that these are nonprofit spaces, so that's what they're eventually hoping to become, are nonprofit organizations.
Yes, yes. Many of them strive to be nonprofits or public benefit corporations like Meow Wolf.
What kind of assistance has Meow Wolf determined that these spaces need to survive or to thrive?
Well, we used to be one. So, you know, our founders grew up in Santa Fe, and they were really part of the Meow Wolf Collective before it was even a building. And we struggled with rent. We struggled with paying the bills. We struggled with electricity, you know, codes. Building codes and regulations are one of the biggest difficulties that these spaces have to overcome. And it all started in 2016. There was a tragic fire in Oakland at a DIY space called Ghost Ship. 36 people perished in a fire there. And after that fire, government, local municipalities really started cracking down on these collectives and these art spaces that were on the fringe. And so many of them didn't have the funds to fireproof, to cut out another exit, to pay their rent. And so it's kind of basic needs that they had that we really identified with. That was us. That used to be us. And we really wanted to give back and help those spaces to be those community hubs that we know they can be.
And I would also imagine that financial assistance allows these alternative spaces to maintain their individuality rather than changing themselves into something that they know is going to be a success.
Absolutely. And that's what we want. You know, this is no strings attached funding. We don't have reporting. You know, we really want to be able to support the spaces in the way that they need. So it really depends on what the space wants to do with the money. We look at every application individually. And that's really why we started this fund, was so that those spaces can be on their own and they can really support the artists and the collective that are there in their community.
So what is Meow Wolf looking at? What is the criteria for selecting one of these spaces for your funding?
It has to be an established organization already. So it has to have members or a space where creativity is already happening. And then secondly, it has to receive less than $50,000 in funding per year. So that's usually from grants or an individual. You know, we just want to be able to support those spaces that really need the funds and don't have other places to go. Those are the two biggest criteria. A couple of the others are, you know, it has to be a community space, that it's not just for artists, it's not just for musicians. It's really a place where, you know, anybody is welcome and anyone can come and create.
Why do you think Danica, these kind of spaces are important to the culture of a community.
These spaces are essential. You know, most artists, this is what they do as their passion project. You know, a lot of artists don't have full-time art-paying jobs. It's really, you know, gig economy for the most part. And these folks need time and space to create. And it's really about the value that we put on it in our community. And luckily, we are here in New Mexico that really has a strong value to our art community. And we want to expand that nationwide and help artists across the country to, you know, get paid for what they do.
As I said, this is the second year that you're going to be handing out this funding. How many organizations did you help last year?
So last year, we supported 106 different organizations. It was 26 different states, and we received over 200 applications.
Wow. And how much money was that that you distributed last year?
It was $215,000.
And this year, you're going for more organizations, and there's more money to go around.
Yes. Our goal this year is to give $250,000 away to many more DIY spaces. And we have launched a Indiegogo crowdfunding page and really hoping that folks can help out.
And the deadline is coming up at the end of this month.
Yes, September 30th is when the application closes. So apply, and we'll be leaving our crowdfunding page open a little bit longer just so we can help continue to raise funds for these spaces. And then we'll be distributing the funds in December. So it's all this year. We're really excited to get it going and to launch it again next year. It's a continuing effort for Meow Wolf.
Danica Padilla of Santa Fe's Meow Wolf has been talking about the Arts Center's initiative to support other alternative spaces around the country. It's called the Meow Wolf DIY Fund. Details at KUNM.org. Thanks for coming in, Danica.
Thanks for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.